Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To Hyman, working in front of the net. He'll walk up, score!
On your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guest in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box.
Get on the ice, don't play nice. Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 Chan. Now, here's Brandon Escott.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty of the regular season here with just 15 games remaining on Edmonton's schedule. Starts with a three-pack of Canadian teams out on the road. I know it's Friday. I'm not talking about those Canadians. It's the Maple Leafs, it's the Senators, and then the Winnipeg Jets all playing host as Edmonton tries to tack on a few more victories to the recent run, which has seen them pick up 11 points in the last 12 games. Yeah, they're rolling, even though they haven't been playing at the top of their game, and that certainly isn't a secret to you or me or to them. We know that. But, boy, if you can't get up to play on Hockey Night in Canada against the Toronto Maple Leafs, as there are so many Toronto and area products on this Oilers side, then I don't know what you're doing. So I expect the best from this team tomorrow night. 5 o'clock puck drop on 6:30. Chad, we'll have your pregame show at 3:30 with Reed Wilkins and a whole cast of characters. That's tomorrow, but how about last night? 8-3, the final score, but it really was not trending in that direction for a lot of that hockey game. The first 40 minutes, you might say, after a 2-1 opening 20, they were able to bring it even in the middle frame. They finished 40 minutes with the Buffalo Sabres last night, tied at 3, and then blew the doors off of things in the third period. So now Edmonton sits 42-21-4 on the year. They're second in the Pacific Division, 8 points back of Vancouver with 3 games in hand. Could they take down the division title this year? Really? It is in the cards. We'll see how close a goal this is when Frank Saravalli joins us for one of his 2 weekly hits. And that's coming up in about a half hour or so for our friends at The Horses, Horse Racing Alberta. Edmonton Oil Kings season comes to a close this weekend, and they're still selling it out. They're in the bottom of the conference right now. They're rebuilding things, and yet you are still showing up in droves at Rogers Place, like up over 10,000 fans in the last couple of home games. If anybody from the Arizona area is taking note, this can be done. You don't even have to be winning. It can be done if you create a great environment, and we're going to figure out exactly how that's done with the Director of Business Operations, Kevin Radomski, at 6:05. We'll chat with us for a few minutes. You know, you couldn't have a show without some sort of Bob's presence as well. So he will call in from Toronto. We'll see if it's a phone line, maybe a tie line if we're lucky. And I assume he'll be somewhere in the gallows of a very fancy hotel. That's what we can bet. Or he's going to be out on the strip having chicken wings, which may be where we caught him in Buffalo the last time. I'm not sure. Regardless, we're going to roll the dice at 6:35. We should have him, as the team did fly this afternoon. If you want to be involved in this conversation, jump aboard. It's March Madness time. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, although the weather kind of sucks outside if you're in Edmonton. But nevertheless, the hockey's keeping it warm. And you can get in on the conversation on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you have always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. We're on X if you are as well. You can find the show at Oilers Now. Bob is at Bob_Stauffer. I am available at Brendan Escott. That's Brendan with an E. Top story today brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. It's going to wait until after we do the audio vault. We got to look back first.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct.
Oilers, the Buffalo Sabres.
Left wing to Kane. Cross ice pass, it's picked off at center ice by Peterka, and it comes in on the left side to Tage Thompson. Now to Byram on the point. Back to Thompson. He'll get it low into the corner. Tackle one-handed in front of the net. Scores! J.J. Peterka was wide open in front of the Edmonton net. It's 1-0 Buffalo.
Well, Evander Kane cannot make the play made in the neutralized area. I mean, what are you doing? Manage the puck. Instead, he throws the puck away, and that lends itself to Buffalo gaining zone entry, and then they won a puck battle down low.
To the point for Byram. We'll bring it down the right wing. His pass to the middle, fanned on it. They'll go to Olofsson. He'll shoot and score. Victor Olofsson got it in the high slot, turned and fired it, put it right upstairs. It's 2-0 Sabres. Bouchard keeps it in for the Oilers. Left wing to Nugent Hopkins. Back to Bouchard. Over to Nugent Hopkins, left corner. Out to Draisaitl, the shot. Scores! It just snuck its way through! And Leon Draisaitl has the Oilers on the board. They trail the Sabres 2-1. To McDavid, to Ekholm, he'll bring it out. Maybe 2-on-1 with Kane. And over the line is Ekholm waiting. Shoot! Scores! Matthias Ekholm roofs it! And this game's tied at 2.
What a play by Matthias Ekholm.
3:10 to go here in the second. Tied at 2. Oilers and Sabres. Kept in. Clifton got it out. Scores! Clifton to the middle to Peterka, and he didn't get all of it. But he got it past Skinner, and it is a 3-2 lead for the Sabres. Now to McDavid. High slot for Ekholm. Put it towards the net. Scores! It was a floater, and it goes off Zach Hyman, and this game's tied at 3. Stetcher to Nurse on the left side. A shot. Scores! Darnell Nurse let it go from the left point. Lots of traffic. Luukkonen had lost. McDavid gets by Tuck. Now into the Sabre zone to Draisaitl. Now to Ekholm. Scores! What a goal! What a setup! Oilers are up 5-3.
Yeah, I was served on a golden platter there, right? I mean, you can't ask for more than that.
The only demon that can skate like he can be real dangerous jumping into the rush.
Recovered by McDavid. His pass to the middle. Scores! Zach Hyman! What a shot! Over McLeod down the right wing. He's got Kane with him. And over the line, McLeod waiting, shooting, scores! Ryan McLeod to CC. He'll shoot it on that rebound. Scores! Connor Brown picked up the loose puck and makes it 8-3 for the Oilers. Crowd to their feet here at Rogers Place. 8-3 the final. Oilers defeat the Sabres.
What a wild third period it was. And it just, I don't know about you, but when something like that happens and the levee just breaks after a certain point and all of a sudden the goals, it's an onslaught. And you got to give a serious tip of the cap to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in net for the Sabres. Love saying that name, by the way. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, the hottest goaltender in the NHL, coming in by virtue of his handle and the way he was playing. And he showed it last night. And yet Edmonton was still able to use a high-powered offense to overcome what was a bit of a dismal start, shall we say. Head coach Chris Knobloch liked that things got better as that game went along.
Yeah, I thought we built a game. In the first period, we're down a little bit. I don't think we made many mistakes. I don't think it was that bad. Offensively, I thought we had some really good offense. Good looks around the net, some chances. We're down two, which was by far our worst period, but I don't think it was terrible. It just got better. I thought we played a little more urgency. I thought we finished our checks, made it a little more difficult on Buffalo, and it just allowed us to play our game.
Second night in a row where they had Evander Kane up with Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman. Although, if you're paying close attention, they spend a lot of time mixing and matching things up as the game goes along. And obviously, I've got a keen eye on that at home because you can see all that line matching going on. It was a physical night for Evander Kane, and I do like when he's playing right up to that standard of his game. And to me, if he's going to reside up there alongside those two, he certainly has to. McDavid, another four assists. So get this. So he is, if you take away his goal scoring, of which McDavid has 26 goals this year, if you take all of those away, he is still 11th in league scoring with 86 points. All those assists. 86 assists, right? Could he get to 100? We're all going to watch him try. Four assists a night doesn't seem... what would he have to average to get there? Final 15 games to get 14. So just on that, he's going to crush that. He might end up crushing that out with five games to spare. But the focus for him is on the win. The focus for Zach Hyman, who now has an opportunity to go back home to Ontario, stick it to his old team, the Leafs, and get to that 50-goal plateau. For a market that cast him away and I think now understands the player that he is or could have been. There's some people out there that still have really interesting opinions about the player and the contract and the rest of it. And Hyman has an opportunity to silence a lot of it. He says, though, let's get the W.
Obviously, it would be special, but I'm not focused on it. I'm sure I'll be asked about it a lot tomorrow and on Saturday. Have a look at it now, which is kind of cool to go into the game and you have an opportunity to do that. But really, I just want to win there. I don't think I've won there since I've been here. So it would be great to go in there and to win.
Yeah, cool opportunity for sure. A couple of goals last night for him, helping usher things along, bolstering that Oilers lead. And we say, what's the switch that flips? Well, it actually came from the players, according to the coach.
After the first period, I know the players discussed among themselves about it not being good enough. Just not moving our feet fast enough, not finishing enough checks, not making the simple play, just the little things. And everyone elevated their game, and when everybody's doing that, it just makes the game so much easier. And it was nice to see.
I can tell you, because I was standing by the dressing room waiting to do an interview if things got tied up last night to end the first, and they didn't. They got close enough, I suppose, with that one goal. But even after that goal was scored, there was not a happy group of Oilers walking back to the room at that point. So to hear that they had not let that overcome them or overwhelm them, but instead used that to channel into energy that they turned and won a hockey game with, that to me is a sign of a mature group and maturity they're going to need to have in the playoffs. Connor McDavid talking about salvaging not just last night's game, but even that overtime win against Montreal.
Nice to learn lessons and wins. With that being said, two games that, could have gone the other way. They could have gone the other way, quite frankly, and we would be having a different conversation here today. So, lots of lessons from those two here, and we need to bring it on the road against a real good Toronto team that's playing well, and the rest of the road trip.
Matthias Ekholm, he just continues to impress in so many ways, doesn't he? Plus two last night, two goals and an assist. He played 21:49, had five shot attempts, three takeaways. He does it all when he's performing. And that case in point, I mean, maybe you were listening to the game on the radio. The offensive awareness to not only execute the little toe drag move, the little drag and shoot that he did for his first goal, but that went right underneath the defender in front of him who was trying to block the shot. So it was a quality shot coming from not necessarily someone renowned for their offensive ability. Here's Zach Hyman on Matthias Ekholm.
He's got an unbelievable shot, first and foremost. Like, he's got one of the heavier shots, one of the heavier slap shots. You know, I think you'll see, like, he's underrated in the regards to the way he moves on the blue line and creates space in the O zone. Him and Vuch have such great chemistry. And reading off each other and making plays, and it really feels like, you know, it's like a five-man unit out there, you know, with those two especially. They're just so dynamic, and obviously, you know, Vuch runs the power play as well, so Vuch, he's, you know, he should be at least well-regarded as one of the best two-way defenders in the league. I think he's taken that step to kind of put himself in that category, and I think Eki is, you know, one of the... Likewise, like when I played against him, he's one of the hardest players to play against, just with regards to his ability to shut down the other team's opponent, but then, like you said, has the ability to break the puck out, get in the rush, shoot the puck, make plays.
All things that he doesn't get a ton of credit for sure. But he has been instrumental to Edmonton's success and will be as they continue forward. And boy, they're looking at home ice advantage in the playoffs. They might even be looking at a division championship. Top story today brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling, Oilers homecoming game. Can we call it that? There's so many Ontario boys. I think it's 10 or 11 Oilers calling the province of Ontario home, and they go and they play Toronto tomorrow. They play Ottawa on Sunday. It's a back-to-back. Oilers are 19-13-1 on the road, and it is the conclusion of the season series against Toronto, where they were winners back on January 16th here in Edmonton, a 4-2 win. Toronto has been playing without Mitch Marner for a few games now. He is out with an ankle injury, and of course you've got to factor in Austin Matthews at all times. He's on pace for 69 goals this year. Nice. We will go to break. We will bring it back with NHL Today. Perhaps some of your text messages at 780-496-0063. Brendan Escott with you Friday night on Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Stauffer in Toronto, along with the Oilers. They play the Leafs tomorrow at 5 o'clock on 630 CHED in what promises to be a doozy, only because us media members pump it up to be, and for literally no other reason. That's according to Austin Matthews.
I'm not sure there's much of a rivalry there. Like, obviously, it's, you know, two pretty good teams and two Canadian teams. So there's obviously a lot of pride there within, you know, the organization, the fans. And, you know, I think it's more so of like a media thing. And you guys like to obviously push it and stuff. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, like, you know, just want to go out there and play our game and continue to take steps moving forward. And, you know, we're playing a really good team, one of the hottest teams in the league.
You're darn right you are. Points in 11 of 12. I'll tell you what, nowhere on my degree does it say minor in pushing a narrative, but a lot of people would disagree with that. Oh my goodness, Austin. Talk about trying to undersell this. Give me a break. Give me a break. I don't even have the record in front of me, but I can tell you if they had more success stomping on Edmonton time after time, he'd probably love it. He'd probably think it was a great rivalry. But I get the sense that Connor kind of steals the show when he goes home and plays there. That's probably Edmonton bias, but that's how I feel. 780-496-0063. What do you think of Matthews' comments? This isn't a rivalry? Really? It's not a rivalry, Edmonton and Toronto. All right. NHL Today is most certainly not Fugazi. It's brought to you by Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Carolina Hurricanes on a nice roll. They're chasing a sixth straight win. They visit Washington, and that game is actually going on right now. It's one of four games on the ice. None of them involve Canadian teams. Jets entering the day's action, sitting in top spot in the Central, but they actually might not be there tomorrow. They are idle with both Colorado and Dallas at 93 points, but they've got the top spot thanks to some tiebreakers there, the Jets do. Hard-charging Avalanche squad have won seven straight. They host Columbus tonight. Dallas hosts Pittsburgh. You got Arizona and Seattle in the late game. Tom Wilson suspended six games for high-sticking Noah Gregor. It was certainly careless. He looked kind of apologetic in the moment. I don't know. If you haven't seen this yet, I would head online. You know, the Department of Player Safety always puts out the little explainer video for these. He swung his stick at his head and whacked him and then was almost like, oh no, I know what I've done. And not only had he done it, but we all know about his track record. So six games for Tom Wilson. He's obviously not in that Caps and Canes game tonight. Condors hosting Coachella Valley this evening. And the Oil Kings do wrap the season with Red Deer. It's a home and home Saturday and Sunday. Rogers Place expected to be a near sellout on Sunday for that conclusion. We've got the home opener. I guess this is the home closer, and Kevin Radomski from the Oil Kings will tell us all about it in about a half an hour's time. We'll step out. Eileen Bell has a global news weather traffic update, and then it's Daily Faceoffs. Frank Saravalli.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.